Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, you know when you have a feeling about something, but you hope you're wrong?
Yeah, it's why I have an arsenal of clown makeup on the ready.
Same. But I mean, in general, like, I never want to be wrong. And let's be honest, I usually never am. So when I had a feeling that Bachelorette Tayshia Adams and her fiancé, Zach Clark, weren't going to make it, I hoped my radar was off because I actually really liked them together. But...
yep, they've confirmed it. Tayshia and Zach are no longer.
I know. And like, these two were really cute together.
Seriously, these two were Bachelor Nation fan faves.
I mean, it feels like we chose Zach. Like, it wasn't just Tayshia who picked him. It was all of us.
Yeah, and they shouldn't make any big decisions without consulting us first.
Exactly. We did host one season of a Bachelor podcast. We're experts. They should obviously get us all in a room for this decision.
Yeah, it should be you, me, Tayshia, Zach, and maybe every other Bachelorette fan.
I mean, maybe. And of course, the cameras.
Of course.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, November 23rd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. Give me that hot
goss. Well, Richies, today is a sad day for Bachelorette fans everywhere. One of the most beloved couples to come from the franchise shockingly didn't make it. That's Tayshia Adams and Zach Clark. They have called it quits.
I mean, we know it's a reality TV relationship, but still... our cold hearts wanted this to be real.
Yeah.
So the breakup was confirmed just yesterday to Page Six by Tayshia's rep, who simply said, Tayshia Adams and Zach Clark are no longer a couple, giving us all the information we could ever want. And although the rep didn't give much info about the breakup, a source told Page Six that they both felt the pressure of navigating a public relationship, but in different ways. And it really started to wear on them each as individuals. So the source also said that Tayshia and Zach started drifting apart in recent months and ultimately came to realize that they don't work as a couple.
I just, like, have they never seen The Bachelor? They all have friends on this show. Like, don't they know it's hard to be in the public eye?
Like, I just don't know why everyone thinks it's going to be different for them. They're like, oh,
I know.
We have nothing but track records of this not working. But for us, it's totally going to work.
Yeah, like, we fell in love in 4 minutes, that we're destined. But leading up to this announcement, we had a sneaking suspicion about a split. Tayshia was seen out recently and she wasn't wearing her engagement ring. And if anything will start breakup rumors, it's a missing ring.
Truly. So these rumors actually started way back in March when Tayshia was spotted without that ring on in some social media posts. But at the time, she put the rumors to rest saying, "There's always weird rumors circulating around that I'm not wearing my ring and that Zach and I are broken up. I don't know what is happening, but you guys, I was holding my phone with my left hand," which you'd think these people would think about this, but
I know.
That requires thinking. So
I mean,
but then earlier this month, she wasn't wearing the ring during two new episodes of the Bachelor Happy Hour podcast. And then last Tuesday, no ring again at the House of Gucci premiere. So at this point, people are like, okay, clearly something is going on.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, anytime I eat salt, I can't wear my wedding ring. So my fingers just blowed up, you know? Stuff happens.
That's fair.
So even though there were those breakup rumors for a while, they still seem to be really strong. Like, they just recently ran the New York City Marathon together. That's like 26.2 miles of commitment.
Yeah. If you can do a marathon together, I feel like that means you're in it to win it. But
yeah.
So apparently running marathons for fundraising of nonprofits is a big part of Zach's life. He's done the New York Marathon 6 times,
wow,
which is truly mind-boggling. And when he's not running the streets of New York, he runs the Release Recovery Foundation, which is a charity that he's very active in. Mm-hmm. And this was actually Tayshia's first marathon, and Zach praised her achievement on his social media, posting photos of them where they were racing together side by side, and he captioned it, "The world is a better place today than it was yesterday because of you. Keep going."
Wow.
And then Tayshia also shared the big event on her social media, because that's what couples do.
Mm-hmm.
And she thanks Zach for running with her every step of the way.
This is just, like, so curated. Like, if this was me and Ross, it'd be a picture of me bent over holding the cramp in my side.
Like, and Ross would be in his truck. Not even at the marathon.
Yep, just blaring music to help me go. But I guess a marathon just wasn't enough to keep them together, or I don't know, maybe that's what broke them apart.
I mean, having done a marathon, I feel like that's what would break you apart.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I mean, listen, whatever happened there, now we know the rumors were true. Tayshia and Zach are over. And yeah, like you said, like, they were a reality TV couple. And yes, we know those don't work out very often. But I personally really fell in love with Zach just because he had such a sad history with, like, addiction and all those things. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really rooting for him.
Yeah, we were all rooting for him. So Tayshia and Zach, they actually met during Tayshia's season last year, which aired in late 2020. And as anyone who's a Bachelor Nation fan might remember, Tayshia took over halfway through Claire Crawley's season after Claire left early to be with Dale Moss. Another relationship that's kicked the bucket.
Yeah.
And after Tayshia came on, Zach didn't earn her first impression rose, but their connection ended up growing throughout the season. And it ended with Zach proposing to her with one of those classic Neil Lane diamond rings.
Classic. He is the one that really wins every season.
Yeah.
The promotion for that guy.
That guy is just swimming in money now.
Yeah. So after the show, they seem to be going strong. I mean, you don't move across the country to be with someone without some pretty strong feelings. I mean, I wouldn't. Yeah. I've been in some long distance relationships. Like, those are no joke.
Nope.
So Zach lives in New York City. Tayshia's from California. But after the show ended in late December last year, Tayshia made the big move to New York to be with him. She even gushed about how surreal it was to be able to be out in the open with Zach in New York. And she joked about decorating his bachelor's pad.
Yeah. So the two lived there together for the past year. They did the whole New York thing, going out, attending events, and of course, posting about their romance on the gram. I mean, they seemed happy. She left her native California for his native New York. Like, that's a huge step.
Yeah.
And something apparently really clicked about New York for Tayshia, because Page Six reports she's not moving back to the West Coast. She's actually going to be staying in New York.
I mean, it's not like he lived in Hoboken. Like, this is New York City, you know? Like, if anybody's going to stay in a city afterwards, it's that one. Like, come
That's
on.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. So this may have been a big shock for Bachelor Nation because apparently they get their minds erased after every season. But apparently...
Yeah, they do. Like, it's like that thing in...
Men in Black.
Yes. They, like, forget everything that's ever happened up until this point.
Yeah. Chris Harrison shows up at everyone's house. He's like, okay, time for next season.
With his sunglasses. Look right here and click.
And they're like, true love exists. So... Apparently, it wasn't a surprise to Tayshia and Zach's friends, which the plot thickens.
Yeah. You mean people that actually knew them?
Right.
Could tell that they weren't really into it.
What a concept.
Yeah. So a source tells People that their friends saw this coming, saying things have been strained through the fall. Both of their schedules have been really tough. And they say that the reason for the split was basically due to different plans for the future, which is obviously going to be a deal breaker for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Apparently, their friends didn't see them getting to a wedding and say that Tayshia is way more comfortable in the spotlight than Zach is, which works because that's kind of what she does for a living at this point.
Right.
And then finally, the source told People, at the end of the day, they're very different people. They're both good people. She's amazing and he's a great guy and very passionate about his work, but they're a total mismatch.
Could none of these friends show up on the actual show and be like, hey, I don't know if this works? Like,
no, production was like, sorry, we already told Neil Lane we'd get him a diamond for this show. Like, this isn't going to be the time.
Yeah. Just honestly, just once, I want these people to be like, honestly, they saw each other eat for the first time because they weren't allowed to eat food the whole time they were on The Bachelor. And they were like, nope, this is a deal breaker. You eat weird.
So no for me, dog.
Yeah. So another reality TV couple bites the dust.
Oh,
and, you know, we always want to see these, like, beautiful, seemingly perfect couples stay together. You and I love rom-coms, so it's like,
oh, yeah, we do.
We're always rooting for romance.
Yeah.
But more often than not, they just literally can't make it work.
I mean, like you said, 4 minutes and they're in love. Like,
yes.
It's not that shocking.
Right. So I got to ask, is the reality formula for love just doomed to fail?
I mean, can we double the 4 minutes to 8 minutes? Because then I think there's a fighting chance.
Maybe they should have a date where the woman decorates the guy's fake apartment so he can see, like, how are you going to change my life after this show's over?
Yeah, and then she takes down that hockey player in the living room and it just ruins the whole relationship.
Oh, God. I'm triggered by that, honestly. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.